I'm Tanner Olson, and this is the Walk a Little Slower podcast. Here we talk about hope and heaviness, creating and continuing joy and sorrow, life and God, questions and answers, and everything in between. This is a podcast where you are invited to slow down, to lean in, to hold fast, and to eventually keep going. Welcome. Welcome back to another episode of the Walk a Little Slower podcast. It's me, it's Tanner, your host, and I am just happy to be here. And I'm just happy that you are here as well. Today's episode, no announcements. First of all, no announcements on today's episode. But on today's episode, I'd like to look back. I was preparing for this week and looking at the calendar, and my phone did that thing where it said, hey, 4 years ago, this is kind of what life looked like. And that was right before the pandemic. And so on this episode today, I'd like to look back on 4 years ago, what life was like for us. So with that, here is another episode of the Walk a Little Slower podcast. Four years ago feels like four lifetimes ago. March 2020. I won't even ask if you remember it because you remember it. How can we forget? Nashville had just been struck by a tornado. It missed our house by a mile or two. As the storm swirled outside, Sarah and I huddled in our guest bathroom praying it would pass. Our house shook as sirens blasted all around us. We didn't think life could get much worse than this. And then, a little over a week later, COVID shut down the world. There is never a good time for a pandemic, but this was an especially bad time. I was booked to speak at 7 events across the state of Nebraska, and I had never been more excited to be going to Nebraska. 6 months earlier, I had made a big jump, leaving my stable full-time job to pursue what I believe I was supposed to be doing with my life. Prior to making the jump, this is how many of my conversations went. So, you're changing jobs. What will you be doing next? They would ask. I'm going to be a writer, poet, and a speaker, I would say. Really? They would ask. They made the face you make when you don't know if someone is joking or telling the truth, and I wasn't joking. I was telling the truth. Something in me believed this is what God was inviting me into. Close friends and family agreed. They didn't think I was foolish. Crazy, a little, but not foolish. This wasn't a reckless decision made on a whim. The conversation wasn't over. They would press in with curiosity and eventually judgment. But like, what will you be doing for a job? They would ask. I'm going to be a writer, poet, and a speaker, I would say. Really? They would ask. Really? I would say. And this will be your career? They would ask. Yes, I would say. But like, what will you be doing to make money? They would ask. And this would go on for hours. In the 6 months leading up to March 2020, I was traveling the country speaking at schools, churches, and organizations. I'd host evenings of poetry and stories, teach writing workshops, and speak at Sunday church gatherings and classrooms. I sold books, slept on couches, and never turned down an invitation to speak. There were moments when I would stop and be amazed that I was doing what I set out to do. I was a writer, poet, and speaker. I hadn't heard God wrong. This is what he invited me into. COVID began on March 14th, 2020. I remember this day all too well because this was the day we welcomed our dog, Pancake, into our little family. We carried him inside our house, shut the front door, and we were home. And that's where the three of us would be for months to come. I spent most of the pandemic writing and praying and overthinking. I'd wake up before the sun, make some coffee, and sit at the kitchen table to write. Slowly, the morning would come alive as rays of sunlight would break through the living room curtains. It was a silent reminder of mercy, a nod that everything would be okay, even if the news said otherwise. Everything wasn't all right for a lot of us, but hope was alive. And if hope is alive, then we are going to be all right. That's what I would tell myself. The months dragged on, and Pancake became my personal comfort dog as I'd overthink my decision to pursue being a writer, poet, and speaker. Daily, I would second-guess myself. Is this really what I should be doing with my life? Should I get a real job? Did God really invite me into this work? Did I make another huge mistake? Should I grow a mustache? The pandemic, it was getting to me. But I stuck with it. This season of uncertainty felt like an opportunity, and I didn't want it to pass me by. I kept writing and dreaming and preparing for when this season would pass, because this season would pass. When? Well, that was the question. There at the kitchen table, after writing a few sentences and taking a few sips of coffee, I would stop myself to pray. I know, this isn't the right order, but nothing was in order during this season of life. There was a lot to pray for during the pandemic. There still is. My mind would drift as I handed everything I could to God. I'd remind myself that God has big hands as I gave him request after request. I prayed for those who were sick and recovering and mourning and hurting. Everyone seemed to be sick, recovering and mourning and hurting. I prayed for those working in hospitals. I prayed for my friends who were leading churches. I prayed for this to end and the world to open up again. I prayed I wouldn't fail at being a writer, poet, and speaker. I prayed my mustache would come in thick and full like Ted Lasso's. Most nights, while trying to sleep, I would wrestle with my decision to leave a steady job for this dream. I wondered if I was going to need to let this dream go and pursue a career that required me to wear a tie and slacks. I hate slacks. In the quiet of our dark bedroom, I would remind myself to keep trusting God. Over and over again, I'd say, keep trusting, keep trusting, keep trusting. I needed this reminder. Between tossing and turning, I'd tell myself that if this is what God led you to, he will make a way. I'd tell myself that all of this isn't for nothing but something. I'd tell myself that just because it doesn't look the way you thought it would look doesn't mean it's bad, but that was about the mustache, not life. God is good at a lot of things. I knew this before the pandemic, but those long months refreshed my foggy memory. He is good at mercy and grace and love and kindness. He is also good at walking with us through the uncertainty and the unknown. He is trustworthy and sure, a steady peace in the chaos. Another thing he is good at is making a way where we don't think there is one. And during those dark days of the pandemic, I didn't think there was a way. Every turn seemed to lead to a dead end. Every problem seemed to create another problem. Every day seemed to be heavier than the day before. Every piece of news seemed to leave us wondering if this was the end. But it wasn't the end. God made a way. With God, there always is. It is 4 years later, and I'm starting to see that God is still making a way as he invites us to keep trusting. It seems he is always inviting us to keep trusting. God's hand is reaching out to us, inviting us to reach out to him. The pandemic is over and my mustache is gone, but the invitation to keep trusting God is very much alive. These days, I'm still a writer, poet, and speaker. Pancake is 4 years old and is still my comfort dog. I remain an expert at overthinking, and most mornings I wake up before the sun to write and pray and remind myself what God has shown me again and again. We're going to be all right. Really. That'll do it for another episode of the Walk a Little Slower podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you want to read it, you can check it out on my Substack. If you're not following along on my Substack, check out the links in the show notes. Substack is a place where writers share, well, their writings and their creations. I also share mine on Patreon as well. If you'd like to support my work as a writer, check out those two spots. If you just want to follow along, you can go ahead and do that as well. Do that for free. Well, again, like I said at the beginning, I don't have any announcements. But if you want to check the links in the show notes, you can find my website. And from there, you can find upcoming shows or you can book me for an event. Check out some old writings, whatever it may be. So I guess the only announcement, I lied, there is an announcement. Check out the show notes, and I'll be back soon with another episode of the Walk a Little Slower podcast. Peace.